Is Julie Hewitt on with us?
Sorry, I'm here.
Okay.
Have been listening in, and you know, not multitasking, doing other things, just listening, and sort of forgot that I had to give a PMB report. Let's see. At our last PMB meeting, we had reports from the committees. A couple of quick points. Pacifica can't get its audit started, not because we don't have the accounting done, because I think the accounting is largely done, but because we don't have money to pay the auditors. And that's in part because so many stations are not making central service payments. So, you know, for folks who think that, you know, it's a waste of time and effort to send money to the essential services to the Pacifica National office, that's one of the things you don't get. Let's see. They closed the nominations for elections for delegates for LSDs on July 6th, which was last week. And I know that there were some problems that some people had in terms of getting all the nominations and the paperwork stuff uploaded appropriately. And while the nominations closed on July 6th at midnight Eastern time, there was a little bit of a grace period so that people could, you know, perfect their lists and so on and so forth. And so, but I think most of that work is completed by now. Let's see. We've got, yeah, that's kind of the main thing that was at the last meeting. Let's see, the meeting before that, because we had a couple of meetings since this last LSB meeting. The meeting before that, well, you all know a little bit about that because we had a motion on, I'm sorry, my notes are kind of messy. We have some bids on the building in Los Angeles, and what I'll say about that is, you know, we listed the building for just shy of $5 million. If we got something close to a full price bid, we would be able to pay off the large loan that Pacifica incurred with a judgment against us back in 2018. The judgment might actually have been in 2017. But, you know, as many of you have heard, we have a bunch of bills that we haven't paid. And so while the amount that we owe on that loan is $2.5 million, even if we sold the building for $5 million, a couple of things would happen. We would be turning KPFK from a station that doesn't have to pay rent into one that does have to pay rent. So we need to be able to, and yet they don't raise enough money as it is without paying rent. So we have to make sure that they have some money to pay rent for at least, you know, an initial period of operations. And, you know, we've got a bunch of past due bills, and some of these things affect, you know, things that would make for smooth operations. People talk about, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could execute some of the stuff in the English Hudson report? And part of it is that Pacifica is behind on bills to the, I think it's called CRM software, the software that you use to manage donors. And, you know, so that's one of the things that's preventing us from being able to do a lot of, you know, in an automated sort of way, a lot of the things that, that English Hudson wanted us to be able to do. So, you know, so really, you know, yeah, that's my report. Sorry, I don't, if Sue or Donna or Vanessa want to add something, please feel free.
This is Vanessa. I'd like to add a little bit in terms of the election. I'm on the election committee, and Julie spoke to some problems that were experienced both by candidates and by people who were seeking to nominate candidates. In terms of that process, it was sort of kind of eventually figured out after about a week. But the larger issue to me, and it remains a concern, is that a lot of the problems were caused because memberships could not be verified. People who could call their bank and their bank could say, you made ABC contributions to PFW during the period, which was since July of last year. There was no record of that. There was absolutely no record. So and some of those people sit on the LSB right now. So why are memberships unable to be verified? And the only reason that the candidates were able to find out is because they were running as candidates and their membership had to be verified in order to, verify that they met the criteria to be candidates. And then the nominators, many of the nominators, even after they would make a contribution, like, you know, within the period before June 30th, it still wasn't showing up that they were members according to the membership database. And it was actually happening, I know it was happening here at PFW, but I believe at other places in the network. So the issue becomes to me, if the membership database is that inaccurate, and that was just for the nomination process, what does that mean for the election? How will people who have somehow been wiped out of the membership database know that they're not members until they just don't get a ballot? And so I'm really hoping that this is something in some form or fashion that the PNB will deal with, because it really threatens to undercut the legitimacy of the election when you have, okay, I don't know how many people whose verifiable memberships are not in the station's membership database. It is a huge problem.
Thank you. Donna, do you have anything that you would like to share? Okay, I see. Bill Curtis, you have your hand up.
Minerva, please forgive me, point of order. Sue is also on the PMB.
Okay, I only went with the names that Julie called, but not a problem. Sue, do you have anything you'd like to share before I recognize Bill? And again, we still have a lot to go. Okay, Sue, are you still with us? Okay, well, if she has something, she'll, I see. Okay. Bill, please go ahead and we'll move forward.
Thank you. So that verifying of members, if a portion of that is done, I appreciate Vanessa sharing that. If part of that is done at the station, I would like to help come in and help organize that so that we can tighten up our database. I'm just putting that out there. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And I'll make a note of your name for that. Let's see. Just a second. Okay. I'll switch to a different screen. Let's see who else has their hand up.
Verna.
Okay. Verna?
Yes. First, I just want to thank Bill for that, for volunteering to do that.
That is exactly the kind of cooperation we need. But I want to ask Julie, I want to belabor this issue because the whole deal with the Festival Center is moot at this point. But this part has never really been addressed. Did the PNB understand that there was a deadline for when that contract was supposed to have been signed? And if so, what role did the PNB play in missing that deadline? Because the deadline being missed is probably a large part of why that deal was not sealed. Julie?
We're in the middle of doing the investigation, so, it's probably...
The investigation...
It doesn't make sense for me to answer that right now.
It's not really about the investigation. It's about...
Okay.
The PNB understand Verna. There was a deadline.
Madam Chair...
Verna.
Yes.
She provided you with her response, and we're going to leave it at that because we can...
She can
go back and forth.
Okay. My question is not about the investigation. My question is the role that the PNB played in recognizing that deadline.
Madam Chair, if I may.
Go ahead, Eric.
The witness, quote unquote, is being asked to speculate at this point. And she's indicated an investigation is underway and she doesn't feel comfortable or feel it's appropriate for her to, if we can accept that and simply move on, please.
Okay. And Verna, let me just share with you that, we'll wait. Something will be coming to us. And, Julie, please add that question to your part of the investigation and we'll just wait until you come back to the station with, what's transpired from your investigation. Again, we can't stay on this because we have a lot to address. So, following the PMB report, let me move to the next item on the agenda. And that is a report from the Development Committee. Irene, are you still with us?
You mute, Irene.
Irene, are you able to unmute? Okay. I do know that a copy of her report was submitted to the board. Let's see here. Is there, okay, Art, you're on the committee with her. Would you be able to provide the report for the development committee? While you're looking for that report, I can, let's see here. Okay, I see.
Yeah, I got it here.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry. So we met on Thursday, June 22nd. I'm working on some promo material for the station, trying to do a promo card that kind of reproduces what we've already had in the past. I'm working with Vinny at the station to help move this effort forward. He has some ideas about how to get some graphic support here so we can get this piece done. upcoming events, pledge drive in August. I understand there's going to be a mini pledge drive. And as we've already discussed, there's the Blues Festival coming up. There's the 5K run this fall. And we're working on getting support for that. Let's see. The newsletter, we're working on that. I've been working with Vinny on that. We have a kind of a agenda drafted. So we're going to move that out and try to get that out before the next, pledge drive in August. Irene's working with Sitaria on the staff to talk about some of the promo materials that are generally given out during pledge drives, to include things like t-shirts and other merchandise. So we're trying to have an idea of what gifts they have and what gifts they need and how we can be of service there. Some other marketing materials we're working on. Irene is working on prices and other things like quality materials for things like refrigerator magnets, bumper stickers, keychains, and things of that nature. Upcoming LSB show. Irene is going to host the show. I'm sorry, that was probably last month. Action items. Reminder: we are appealing to the LSB to help us cover the cost for the 5K run. We need about $1,000. I don't know the what we've raised so far, but it's probably, say, 250, 300. So everyone's participation would be gratefully appreciated. Minerva, I think you were going to check with the PAD regarding silent auction upcoming events. Marty is going to provide some information with how to get the t-shirts done. Again, Irene's working with Sitaria, promo card and other marketing. And we're going to talk to Jerry, or perhaps Vinny can help us get better staff coordination with the development officer there, so we can see how we can help them move their efforts forward. So that's
all right.
That's about it.
Thank you, Art. Does anyone have any questions for Art regarding the development committee? All right. At this time, I don't see any comments, so we're going to move on to the program committee. And the majority of the program committee information, and that everyone should have a copy of the minutes from the program committee. The program committee took place on June the 26th, 2023 at 7:09 p.m. And you've heard Art began to mention at the LSB show. We were during the month of June, we were supposed to have this Friday show with Von Martin as the guest, and it turns out we were preempted for the activity that the PD advised would take place on that Friday. We did get the information, but it was via someone who is a programmer and was helping with the program, setting up the show for that day, to advise us that we had been preempted. But not a problem. Von Martin will be with Irene on this on the 28th of July for the show, and Bill Curtis will be there sharing information regarding our LSB board and other information that he would have. Let's see. Thomas Blanton was thanked for providing the information, and he encouraged the station to be involved in the Juneteenth, and he and the PD worked on some activities, and she already acknowledged him during her report. And the PD via a call that she and I had advised us of three programs that would be taking place that she wanted us to be knowledgeable about. one being the July 3rd Bus Boys and Poets, the documentary on Barry Forms, and then on July 4th, the 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. tribute to Donnie McCaffin. Public affairs director presented the programs that you heard in her report to the committee, and she has asked if we would be willing to listen to some of the promos or some of these shows before they go on the air, and making our suggestions to her and as to our thoughts about the program. So we are available to take part in that. It was identified in the public affairs, interim public affairs director, her report about the upcoming fund drive. And that is August the 5th through the 18th. We don't have the theme. We don't have the additional information, but hopefully that'll be coming soon. And she did ask if there were members who wanted to, of the LSB, who wanted to take part in learning how to pitch, or who wanted to assist in the fund drive, that we should reach out and share that information. So if you would like, you can send the information to the program committee and we'll pass it on, or go direct to the station and leave an email as to your desire to take part and help the station. The LSB committee also has, let's see, I want to make sure I didn't leave out anything. Okay. We also had offered to provide input for the Programmers Bill of Rights, a special committee, and I have the names from that meeting of Irene Jefferson and Bill Curtis, who would like to be part of that committee. And in another meeting, Vanessa Dixon-Briggs stated she would like to take part as well. So those names were emailed to the PD for her to, with their information, for her to reach out to them to add them to her, well, to add them to the program committee. And let's see here if there was anything else. During the meeting, it came up about the individuals, and I don't have, I think the lady's name was Miss Cooper, her son who was killed, and we were trying to find a home or some program that would be willing to allow her time on air to speak. So we're still looking for that, and so we'll be reaching out to the programmers. We're inviting them to come take part in our meeting, because we can't do anything to help the station as it relates to programming until we can interact and see where they need assistance. So that is the program committee report. Does anyone have any questions?
I have a comment.
Go right ahead.
Melody Cooper, I have placed her, I have given her the second Wednesday every month on What's at Stake. She, okay, along with her co-host, will be hosting the show on the killings, the police killings of unarmed men and women throughout the communities of color. So the first show was this morning, and we look forward to working with them and training them. Thomas Blanton participated in helping to get that on the air, and so we're excited about that. But that's an opportunity, it's an ongoing permanent opportunity at this point. Reverend Graylin Hagler, unfortunately, is undergoing medical challenges and is no longer able to operate as a host of that hour of that show every second Wednesday of the month. And so we have assigned it to Melody Cooper and Andre Pitnick Smith.
All right. Thank you so much, Verna.
Irene, you're on camera naked.
Assisting with this. Okay. Is there anything else you want to share? If not, I'm going to move on to Sarah.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it's, can my name be added? I was not aware of this I got a notification for the programming committee meeting, but not that of programmers. I don't know if that was intentional, political, or what, but can you check in it, please, and see that my name might be added to the meeting list of the blast when the programmers meet?
Now, this is the program committee meeting. Is that what you're speaking about for the LSB?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I thought I heard a short while ago a report of a meeting involving programmers as well.
That was in the report from the program director. So, and when she came to our meeting, she advised us that she had met with all the programmers. So then that's when she opened it. Okay. Is that okay? All right. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. I was just hoping you might be able to look into that for me. I didn't.
Okay.
I was not notified.
And I can do that. We can talk offline, Eric, yes. And I can look into that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sarah, I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. This is a very delicate thing I want to talk about right now. I might not even be in this wheelhouse, so tell me if I'm wrong, and I'll get off gladly. But I was very unhappy with the coverage we had for Pride Month. I don't feel that we were very educational. We certainly didn't participate in the main event, the Pride March. We could have put a Jeep down there. I would have provided it. And I would have provided the remote equipment to do it. And even a minor mention of the fact of that I was unhappy with the coverage and what what the station talked about and the respect that they gave to the particular community that I belong to, the trans community, elicited a fight, you know, a discussion. It was visceral. And I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate belonging to an organization where I feel hurt and I can't express it. You know, everybody knows me that's worked with me for any period of time. I'll back off and be reasonable. Okay. I'm a conciliatory type of person. But the fact is WPFW did not participate in that march and they should have been down there. And number two, it should have been explaining the differences between the whole spectrum of the trans community as one of the LGBTQ elements of that very loosely knit group of people. And I'll end up by saying the following. The interests and objectives of the people you talk about when you talk about the LGBTQ spectrum there are very different. Okay. They're very different. Our objectives are different and we only come together in that one big march. That's our day to come together and laugh and play with each other. And then we go our separate ways. And if you're a station that's supposed to be talking about the interests of minorities and all this crap, it's really hard to swallow how insensitive that came across. I was just so incensed, but I'm done.
Okay. And Sarah, again, what I'm going to do, and I think I did this in another meeting that we were in, I'm going to apologize to you because again, I don't walk in your shoes, but basically I'm inviting you to become part of the programming committee so we can begin to look at ways to get this out so that, you know, to help us in our awareness of what's going on. And I think I stated to you in that meeting that we were in that for future activities, if we have a voice on the committee, then we know how to move. So again, I'm expressing that.
And I promise you, I promise you I'll tone it down. Okay. Because I want to be objective, but for next year, we need to plan this thing out and I'll be right there with you. And I'll tell you what I feel. And I'll say, and probably I'll have to go out and talk to people to get updated on what all the newest ideas are out there and that sort of thing. I'll do that. and I'll tone it down, and I'll be reasonable, and I'll present it. But for me, just to mention it and get jumped on, and criticized, yeah, and hurt, and hurt, okay, was I'm sorry, and I, yeah, apologize to the listeners here if I use bad language and stuff like this. So excuse me, folks. I'm sorry. I just got a little ahead of myself there.
Okay. Well, you know, as I see it, we'll work with you. Okay. So we're going to move forward. I see, Thomas has his hand up, and, Thomas, following you, if there's no objections, we do need to move on, with the, reports, and, so we can go ahead and go into unfinished and new business and an executive session. Okay. Thomas, please go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to find a way to show support for what Sarah is saying. And if Sarah could find a way for us to show support, because a lot of times in these kind of discussions, and people not just want to raise their hand and say, I support what you're saying. We need a mechanism to do that. I get involved in a lot of different activities, and I'm thinking about solidarity statements as a way of telling people, hey, I'm with you. This is why I'm with you. I understand what the issues are. You could think about something like that. Give us a way to say, hey, I hear you. You know, I got a lot to learn, and I'm willing to take that step to learn if you show me the direction.
Okay. You got it.
Thank you, Thomas. Okay. So the next committee report is the community outreach.
Okay. Good evening. We met on July 5th. And we discussed the next steps for the 5K walk, and we have a proposal about partnering with a group that is the founders are interested. Well, they promote bone health in a Black community as a issue that needs to be addressed, but they want to partner with us with the 5K run. So that's being explored at this time. Thank you for everybody who has donated to the 5K already. As Art said, we have around $200, but anybody who hasn't had a chance yet, we ask you to donate because the expenses will be coming up. The development committee reported on the cards for the community. When those get ready, we are prepared to go out in the community at different events and spread the word of, you know, more awareness, more participation about WPFW. You already heard the report on the Blues Festival. We still are planning, investigating our next town hall. It's going to be in the fall. We're checking on the venue, thinking about having at the same church that we had it before. And those details we'll be bringing back to this body. We did have a discussion and follow up about which management staff members should be working with our committee. And I think we have that squared away, and I'll be reaching out, to those individuals because we do want, to make things as smooth as possible and to work together. And I think that's about it.
All right. Does anyone have any questions for the Violetta at this time?
Violetta, did you – I sent a check-in. I got a post office box to send it to. And it seems to be – you did get it.
I'm going to be going to the post office box tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll let you know, yeah.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
And how much do you need to raise for that?
I think the race director alone that paying them is about $500 to $600. Wow. Art, correct me, if I'm wrong. I think that's the amount. That's the one very important expense.
Yes.
So overall, 800, what? How much were you ultimately?
Go ahead, Art.
I think, that's correct. The race director is about $500 and that I think there were some other expenses and off the top of my head, I can't recall what those were exactly, but if we can get the LSP to help us, pull about $1,000 in, I think we're going to be good to go as far as, running the race. And then everything else on top of that, all the money we raise goes, straight back to the station.
Yeah. And, Martha has, agreements with people to provide, you know, different businesses or whatever to provide the food.
And did you say you've raised 200 thus far?
Yes, approximately. I will give a full report as it comes after I go to the PO box and then just keep a running tally.
And what's the time frame? What's the deadline?
Well, the event is in September, on September 9th. I imagine, she would want to get the, you know, a little time before then to pay the race director. I don't think that, I mean, they know how they're lenient. So I don't think that we need a deposit, but we will be needed to, you know, pay before the event.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Violetta and the committee, and we want to keep supporting it, the group. They're doing a great job. Let's see. Next is the evaluation committee.
Yeah, I'll speak for the evaluation committee. So we put our questionnaires together, and the last time we met was on, June the 20th. Was it? When was it? We must have met in July. But anyway, so we got responses back to all the questionnaires, and we asked our primary customer, the executive director, how she wanted that information be presented to her. She said she wanted the raw data, which is perfectly okay with us. So we didn't massage anything. We took a question. We put the answers that we got back below them. We put a cover on sheet on top telling how the process we had used. And we sent it to the LSB chair who's supposed to, it's going out under his name. And it did eventually go out to the executive director for the general manager's evaluation, and the other one went to the general manager for the program director's evaluation. We were requested PNB sort of surprised us by asking to see our format and to see how we had composed our questions. And we wrote back to them saying that we would forward that information to them, but only after the executive director had had a chance to actually read the data and put it all things in perspective so that she would be the first person to have a bite at the apple, so to speak. So we're pretty much the thing has gone out. It's, I haven't checked with Dennis yet, but I suspect that she's received it as the general manager should have received the PD's evaluation. And we're waiting. We also sent out some deadlines as to when we wanted to see some of that information moving, in particular that we didn't want to see that stalled, that eventually the program director ought to see what the results were. And that's been traditional anyway. So we sent that out to the general manager just as a little, poke to make sure that he didn't forget that. And he's got a little deadline to do that. And, we do want to get back information from the executive director on how we did, because what we want to do is our next several meetings will be to go back over everything we did and find out any flaws in our process so that we can prepare for next month, next year's evaluation. And what they have to do is a lot simpler than reinvent the wheel. Now, I'll say that with the understanding that what we got from last year's was immensely made our job immensely easier. So we just made it a little more complex, and we ask additional questions on top of the canned questions that we had last year. Although we did ask the same question, so it was a two-parter for the general manager, whereas the PD was exactly the same as it was last year. So that's pretty much where we are right now. We're waiting for responses back to see what the general information is back as far as helping us construct a better process for the next year. Do I have any questions?
Is there any questions for the evaluation committee?
I have a quick comment, if I may, Madam Chair.
Eric.
I'm not sure if it's a matter of placing blame somewhere for this process. It's been playing itself out very publicly. Very publicly, to the extent that, it's hard to characterize. The process I can see could be easily construed as not being what some might consider fair or objective at this point. That's just a public perception. That's what I'm hearing from listeners, from many listeners, several listeners. And I dare say they're a sample of probably a larger picture, if not a snapshot. I'm not sure how to contain that. If it can be reiterated by probably senior leadership of this board. I'm just glad I'm not being evaluated, but it's playing itself out very publicly in a very brutal sort of fashion.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Eric.
Madam Chair, can I ask a question to
go right ahead,
Eric? Eric, can you write me a little email describing what that means?
Would you do that?
Because I would like to, because if we have to get on a phone call, because I don't think that anything we did was obvious to the public, and I'm surprised that anybody even other than us sending it out to a set of people who were supposed to do the evaluation. But yeah, other than that, I'm not quite sure where we went beyond the bounds that we should have gone, but I will certainly integrate it into next year's process. How does that sound? So I need that from you.
Good enough. And I'm not necessarily placing blame anywhere or saying it was committee members.
I understand. But if there's a better way we can see it by looking at what you're talking about,
yes,
then we will do that. We're going to have meetings for that purpose, just to evaluate how well we did and improve on it. So that's part and parcel of the process.
Good enough.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, again, I'm going to say, I see three hands up, and I have to say this. If there's something you want to add to what or a question you want to raise, please do so. We are limited in terms of our time in terms of what we're doing here before we move into executive session. So I'm going to start with Vanessa. I feel your hand. Your hand went up first.
Thank you, Chair. So in terms of the rumors of criticisms about committee work, I just want to reiterate what Kamal said about criticisms of the relocation committee. I'll read the report. Good, solid people, cross-section of people with representing various viewpoints, about station affairs, working very, very, very hard, documenting every step, checking with the PNB, doing everything possible to be as transparent as possible. So same thing with the evaluation committee, except it was not, it could not be a transparent process because it was confidential personnel information. Don't know how listeners would have an opinion about it one way or the other because they didn't receive the information. So I just really, you know, caution people, to be, I'm looking for the right word, responsible. Okay. About the comments that they make when they seek to criticize the work that other people are doing. Sarah was a phenomenal chair, finance committee chair, LSB chair, folks with labor backgrounds. I'm almost done, Minerva. So it was
a lot of topic.
No, I'm not. It was a lot of good work done by good people with good intentions.
All right. Thank you, Vanessa. Let's see. I see Verna, then Ron.
No, you don't see Verna. My hand's not up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
My hand was up.
Then
it's,
this
it's
must
Kamal.
Be Kamal. I see. Yeah, Kamal, yeah. And then Ron.
I just want to I just want to give my support to the chair for running a great committee and having us on task and on point for the time that we had, the time frame that we're scheduled, and that we're a model. WPFW is a model going forward for the rest of the network to evaluate their staff as well. So thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. Let's see. Okay. I thought I saw Ron. Did you have something to say or have you, you're okay? All right.
I'm okay. The two previous callers made my points. Thank you.
All right. Okay. And so, Vanessa, I need you to take your hand down, please. We're going to move on to the next, which is says Communication Standards and Enforcement Committee. Do we have someone to give that report or speak about that document?
I would like to speak to that, if I may, Madam Chair.
Yes, please. Please.
Okay. Briefly, Dennis. I heard from a couple of different members concerns about, standards of behavior for board members. I guess that's the easiest way to put it. And so I reminded them that we do have a document, which I asked Dylan to send out ahead of this meeting. There is a special rules of conduct. They were developed by a Communication Standards and Enforcement Committee under the direction of Arthur McLeod 2 years ago. And so that committee has been moribund for about a year now. And so I just said that I would put that on the agenda to see if anyone was interested in reviving that committee so that they could either look back at the existing rules to see if they wanted to be tweaked at all or if there were anything that that people wanted to be added. So that is the purpose of that on the agenda, to see if anyone would like to volunteer to begin the process of reviving that CSE committee. Thank you.
Okay. So you, everyone has heard about the committee, and if there are individuals who have an interest, please submit your names to Ellen, and she'll get it to the proper person so we can get that committee back into play. And the next order of business shows, it says unfinished business, the Community Advisory Board. And I do know that a document was sent out. So, Dennis, do you want to go ahead and speak to that?
Yes, please. At the last meeting, the LSB already approved a resolution for the board to work with management to begin reorganizing a CAB. I did reach out and spoke with the volunteer coordinator at the station who provided me with the document that I sent out, which was the bylaws of the last CAB. My suggestion, which the board can entertain, was going to be to set up a short-term committee. I was thinking two LSB members and perhaps two listeners who are not members of the LSB and not running for the LSB to design a process for promoting, recruiting, advertising, and process for selecting the next generation of community advisory board members. I would be willing to serve as one of those people since I now have some time on my hands. But again, it's up to the LSB if you all think that's a proper approach.
Okay. I think this is a very important committee, and I see that, Thomas Blanton, you have your hand up.
More for the agenda items in this particular topic.
I'm sorry, say that again.
More so to get on the agenda for this item, these unfinished business, not this particular topic.
Okay. And, all right. So, it looks like Irene's in the waiting room. Would you please, admit her? Can I do it? Yeah, she's joining. I do know that she, Irene, did you want to say anything regarding this, community advisory board?
So Minerva, like I missed like three subjects because I've been trying to jump in and jump out because I've lost connection.
Okay.
With the community advisory board in regards to that, yes, because I'm sort of new to the committee, I've been reading up on it and I've been trying to figure out what our dynamics are and what the LSB's dynamics are. And I'm really getting up on that. And if there is anything that we need to do as an LSB for this CAB, I would like to be in on it. So if I could, I would love to be involved with this. I like to hear the community's aspect because that's who we represent, I thought. I would love to do this. I'm reading up on it. I'm learning about it because I'm new to this board and I would love to be involved with this. But the former thing that I wanted to, but we'll talk about it later. I'll get on it.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you that Dennis, provided the bylaws for the WPFW CAB. And in the agenda, it was suggested that two LSB volunteers and two listener volunteers form a short-term committee to review the CAB bylaws and application and then determine the process for recruitment and selection of CAB members. So Dennis has volunteered his name to do this. And you're number two that have volunteered. Yeah. Is there anyone else?
Then I would love to be that number two.
Okay. Okay. Is there any other comments from any other board members regarding this subject, this CAB? Okay.
Not that subject. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Yes. All right. So the next one, unfinished business, is the police shooting program.
I'm sorry.
Bill, were you saying something?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't get my hand up earlier. But for that, the committee that was about conduct, et cetera.
Okay.
Early on when I came on the board, I was on that committee.
All right.
And Eileen, she kind of spearheaded it. I would be willing to work on that if I could some kind of way draft Eileen to help participate in that. And I would be in touch with her. If someone could be in touch with her, I'd love to talk to her. Maybe draft her at least She's not on, she doesn't have to be on the LSV. Is that correct?
No, she doesn't. No. Good. People that are on our committees. So we can assist you with that, being able to reach out to Eileen and get you guys to work on that. Let's see, Kamal.
Yes, Madam Chair, in response to Bill, Eileen is on the Finance Committee. I'd be willing to give you her information if you would so gladly join the Finance Committee as one of the representatives for the LSV.
I mean, that's bartering, Bill.
He's Come bartering. On, man. Good. Okay, Mr. Kamal. Sure.
Okay. Okay. So you guys will work that out.
Thank you, sir.
Sounds good. Uh-huh. All right. Now we're going to move to the other unfinished business, police shootings programming. And Thomas, is this where you wanted to speak? Thomas?
You can't hear me.
We can hear you now.
Okay. I said, Brenner really stepped forward right after the last meeting and told us that she might be able to help. So we reached back out to her, and as she pointed out a few minutes ago, she was able to identify a slot in which we could do the programming. But I want to step back, and I want to encourage people in terms of what's happening here at WPFW. And you hear the intensity of some of the reports and some of the debate that occurred early on. Monera and I were responsible for kicking off a task force in the last term to help identify how WPFW could work together. This is another one of those kinds of programs. Number one, if you noted that I passed a resolution as to what the purpose of seeking this kind of programming was about. It wasn't just to get on the air. You know, it was to get people to realize how important this genocide is infecting Black men. So, you know, if you care, you know, you look in the newspaper and you see something, tell us about it. In this particular time period since the last meeting, again, Bernard's show helped us to focus. We were able to bring in Miss Renee Tennant Smith. You know, I think she's in, Bernard, correct me if I'm wrong, I think she's in California, right?
She's in New York now, I think.
New York now. An experience.
She's from Oklahoma. She has a lot of experience out of Oklahoma, though.
So we had, you know, we had a couple of meetings and we were able to put together a show again under Brenner's leadership. And we're going to continue to work on that. The whole research element really came out. Ms. Tina Smith had worked on a book. She had a death in her family 25 years ago and nothing was said about it. You know, and so eventually you can imagine the tragedy and all that led her to write. And she's documented over 1,000 deaths, you know, from these kind of police shootings. We also made contact with Sue Goodman on the news side. That was important to me because an event came up, which was actually my third point in my report. An event came up and I received a press release about a shooting that occurred in Akron, Ohio. I had to send it to the general manager, to the program director, to the public affairs director, work with the program committee to get it raised as an issue that could be covered. You know, most people outside of the WPFW core don't know how to do that. They don't know who to contact inside of WPFW. You know, who makes the decision that's going to cover a live show? I mean, a live incident, who does make that decision? So we're working through that now. Something else is coming up next month with Pedworth. We're doing the same thing. We're having to work right six people and CC people and stuff. I don't think we're the federal bureaucracy, y'all. I think we can do better than that. You know, if we give people some kind of guidelines, they can follow. But if there are no guidelines out there, you gotta like, you know, date somebody. You gotta like, you know, go to somebody's party. You know, how do you get S done in WPFW and know that you've been fairly heard?
Okay.
The participant rally that I participated in as a result of the press release was covering the death of Jaylen Walker. This brother was shot 46 times, 90 bullets were shot. I don't know anybody walking the planet that needs to be shot 46 times to stop him. You know, that just doesn't make sense. Yeah. So we had to go to the Justice Department just to be heard. Just to be heard. You know. And then.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And then we're committed to following up on some of the cases that we find out about, you know, through the lawyers and through the institutions that are working with. That stuff takes time. you know, working with these different advocacy organizations, rallies, the lawyers, you know, it takes a tremendous amount of time. Somewhere during this time period from the last meeting to this meeting, the issue came up about nominating people to the PNB or to the LSB and the hours that we work. I had long time been wanting to suggest that, you know, that we track what it means to be a supporter to WBFW. You know, people are taking a valuable time. I've been told the programs take 20 and 30 hours to air a 1 hour show. And then we criticize them when they make a mistake. And I think we need to be careful about that. You know, wrap up assessment. Oh,
okay.
In our process, we were able, after finishing the show this morning, a burning show, we were able to do an hour wrap up. And Ron again took leadership. I think you correct me if I'm wrong, Ron. I think that the other co-hosts, they heard you. They're willing to do their best, but they are volunteers. They are new volunteers. I think, what is the process for bringing people into the WPFW orbit? You know, we were fortunate and unfortunate to propose a show and get it on the air within a month. That's not good.
Okay.
We need to send people through some kind of orientation, standard orientation. Who is Magic Mike? You know, why is he the best engineer? You know, how do you treat the engineers? How are you going to run that sheet? Where is that written down?
Okay.
You know.
Last point. Because we still have time, executive session, so we need to wrap up. I'm not trying to stop you, but we need to move forward.
I want you to certify that I spent at least 10 hours on this, because if you're the only one that can certify it, I want it certified as part of my report that I spent 10 hours that volunteer on this particular effort. And I would appreciate your vote of support on that.
Okay.
Because I don't think Katia knows what I did. I'm not going to Katia to ask you.
Okay. And thank you, Thomas, for bringing this forward. Varna, is there something
Just really quick. I just want to thank Thomas for his leadership and his contribution to making sure we got that show on the air. And he's very instrumental in that whole process. Appreciate your passion and your commitment. It's a very critical issue. Now we have a platform in which to continue to follow that. Thank you, Thomas, for your work.
Glad to do it.
All right.
Except I won my 10 hours.
Thank you. Credit. All right.
So moved. Put it in the minutes. Do something. I'm not asking Katia how many hours I volunteered.
Okay. Thomas, I heard you. Some of what we heard from our PD and Director of Public Affairs was that they were working on what you're speaking about, how we move these things forward. So that will be information that we're letting them know, that people are asking about how do we do this, and that the local station board is excited and willing to help in these areas. So what I'm going to do at this time is it says new business. Is there any new business?
My motion dies for lack of a second. Last second.
I'm sorry.
My motion dies for lack of a second.
What was your motion?
My report, and it certifies that I spent 10 hours in doing the project.
Okay. Can we get a second to Thomas' motion?
Second. Vanessa seconds.
Okay. Does anyone oppose Thomas's motion? Okay. Hearing no opposition, Thomas, we will move forward to get done what you needed. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. I see Violetta's hand up and I see Ron's hand up. So Violetta.
I came on late, but I was just wondering, was there any report as to, how soon the studio will be cleaned up?
There was not, but that's an action item. Okay. Yes. Okay. Ron.
Yeah, just a reminder, for those running for the LSB, staff and, listeners. the fair campaign provisions kick in once these nominees have been selected. Not elected, but selected, which means, you know, prior to the election. Which means if you go on air, you know, you can't campaign for yourself or anything like that. So just be aware of that, you know, moving forward. If you get an interview with somebody on somebody's show, you have to be cognizant that, you know, if you violate that provision, you could be kicked out as a candidate. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Okay, so under new business, do we have any at this time, or do we want to move past it? Because again, we still have this executive session. All right.
I move that we adjourn to executive session.
Okay, and I've got a second. Anyone opposing?
That's what I found.
All right.